Scientists descended on the Dan River this week to collect water samples. Teams from Duke Energy, the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Duke University, the EPA, and various environmental groups are all testing the water for heavy metals known to be in coal ash. Duke Energy released numbers late Wednesday night that show levels of heavy metals, including arsenic, selenium, and lead, are under federal water quality standards. Yesterday, Duke University professor Avner Vengosh said his results are similar, and that's good news, he says.
So it seems that we were pretty lucky this time that this effluent from the spill did not have major changes in the water quality.
How can that be when up to 80,000 tons of ash have traveled from the ash pond into the river? Duke Energy spokeswoman Erin Culbert says that's because most of the heavy metals are tied up in ash particles, which settle to the bottom or are filtered out by normal water treatment.
So what we're finding is that sample results confirm that downstream water supplies are safe and that the water can be effectively treated through routine treatment processes.
But the coal ash that's settling to the riverbed could release more of the chemicals into the water, says Vengosh, especially in hot weather, when warmer surface water sucks the oxygen out of cooler water below.
As a result, some of the metals that otherwise absorbed and contained by suspended matter are being released from the coal ash or other suspended matter into the ambient environment.
On the other hand, the Waterkeeper Alliance released test results showing elevated levels of heavy metals. The environmental group tested water right underneath the spill. Duke Energy's closest test site was 2 miles downriver. Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins says the heavy metals in coal ash are a danger to the ecosystem as they will build up in plants and fish. He says at Sutton Lake near Wilmington, selenium from a coal ash pond has caused problems in the fish population.
The fish have curved spines, I mean, deformities that are really pretty shocking to see, deformed faces, jaws.
The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources has yet to release its test results. Meanwhile, Duke says its crew is continuing to work to stem the flow. The company has installed pumps that are keeping water away from the broken pipe, and it says workers continue to build a road in the pond to create easier access to the pipe. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.